Hello again. I'll try to keep this one short. It's been a late night. Saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers yesterday. It was very exciting. Yesterday was my 32nd birthday. When I originally wrote this post, it was a week ago, but this video I ended up doing the day actually after my birthday. It was a little bit late. It's been a busy week. But I just wanted to share that every year I try to take stock of what I've learned from the previous year, how I can implement new paradigms to improve my quality of living. The past year has been incredibly eye-opening. Done a lot of self-development. I've taken the plunge, shared a lot over the past 32 posts on Substack, and I hope you've enjoyed some of it thus far. I'm sure it's not all great, but the purpose of the Substack, and even this, is and the grittiness of all of this, is to just do it, regardless of how I feel about the quality of it. It's more important to just remain consistent, just to show that I can. I think being confident in something isn't as important. Being confident in something and releasing it isn't as important as just releasing it consistently, because I believe the process, the growth, and the transparency in that process is important, not just to myself, but to others that maybe want to do something similar that feel they may not be polished enough to do it. I'm sure there's another school of thought where people feel that don't release anything until it's incredibly polished, and that's fair. But I think most people that think that way suffer from a paralysis by analysis and never end up doing anything. So I understand it's gritty. My webcam's not the greatest. It is what it is. So people won't watch it. Maybe they're not the audience. If people do watch it, maybe they are the audience. I don't know, but all I can do is put it out there and see what happens. For a long time, for example, a perfect example of what I'm talking about, for a long time, I've wanted to write primarily fiction. I've been fearful of the feedback I get from the public. Platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, which I'm not really on TikTok, but they're cruel. Often to those looking to explore new ideas, learn about themselves, share themselves with the world. I use Substack as my nonfiction platform, as a launching point to introduce you to my style of writing, which is constantly changing. And that's the fun of it. It's a work in progress. And that's the point of all of this and the transparency of all of this. As you can see, all my mistakes and if I miss grammatical errors, I'm my only editor. When I look at the same thing 100 times, the words don't even make sense anymore. But it is what it is. I think that if anyone cares enough about the content, they'll oversee a few of the bumps and bruises and understand this is all part of the process instead of just disregarding it. And if again, if they do disregard it, they're not the audience. I was hoping that some readers, if they enjoyed my Substack, may eventually seek out my fiction. Currently, I finished the third draft of a short story. I take great pride in it. It's called Lenny. It's hard to describe without giving too much away. It's gross, it's sad, but that's the nature of the beast, I guess, when writing. I had no intentions of writing the story at all. I turned my stomach as I was writing it, but I showed up with a pen and the characters wrote themselves. There's something magical about writing fiction, and that's why I love it so much. Using imagination, the sky's the limitation. When exploring ideas of emotion, I've passed my story along to a few trusted readers and await their feedback. In the meantime, I'm polishing other short stories I hope to compile into a collaboration, a collection of short stories, which would then be my first novel. Once compiled in book format, my goal would be to find representation that hopefully can help me share my stories with the world. Maybe this it's a tad narcissistic to think this way, but I think if one person can be moved the same way that I feel I'm moved when I read some kind of fiction or writing that I truly am passionate about, I would consider that a huge success. If you've gotten this far in the video and still listening, I cannot thank you enough for your support. These past 32, or not 32, how many posts? I'm trying to think about how many posts. 32 posts. It's 32 posts. These past 32 posts have been great. Thank you so much for reading, listening, watching, whatever it is, and see you on the 33rd post.